I don't know, I just woke up from a little nap. It's a little dark, but you guys silly? I'm still gonna send it.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mast Radio Sports Talk, presented by 3.5 Athletes on Loot Air Student Radio. My name is Christian Bond. I am POU's half athlete. Mentally, I'm an athlete. Physically, I'm just a guy. I used to play sports. I don't anymore. Now I talk about him on the radio. Joining me in studio, a member of the POU football team, in DJ Winter. DJ, how are you?
I'm great. I just want to give a quick shout out to some of our most loyal listeners, Lindsay and Barb Nicholson.
What about
just
Eric?
A quick shout out. And Eric. And Eric, I can't forget.
But so you can't throw pops out to dry.
I know.
That's poor form, dude.
I saw them this morning, and they were like, "Okay, give us a shout out." And I was like, "Okay, yeah."
It's
my fault, Eric. I apologize. Yeah, I'll make it up for you.
Poor form to throw the dad. I know. Out to dry.
Now I feel super bad.
It's off to a good start. Joining us in studio for the final time, a former member of the POU women's basketball team. Her name is Lacey Nicholson. Lacey, how are you?
I'll start by giving my dad a shout out.
Okay.
Oh, that's brutal.
Hello, Eric. I'm doing well. I had a very busy day yesterday and have a very busy week coming up. So my stress level is pretty high, but I'm doing well.
What are you doing this week?
What am I doing this week?
Yeah. Why is it so busy?
Yesterday I had two job interviews in Seattle. One of the companies thought, oh, since you're going to be in Seattle, I'll just schedule it for the same day. So I went from the Amazon building over to a building close to Key Arena to interview for two separate jobs. Nice. And one of them, I was fortunate to get an offer right after the interview. And the other one, I will be waiting. So I have some big decisions to make coming up. But it's exciting.
This is adulting at its finest.
It's adulting.
It's okay. It's just your life. Well, congratulations on the offer. You should be excited about that. Joining us in studio for the final time, a member of the POU men's basketball program. His name is Drew Artisoni. Drew, how are you today?
I am the most relaxed, happiest I have been in a very long time. Capstone is done. There's no more research. There's no more books to read. There's no more papers to write. I am done. It is the greatest feeling in the world. After this, I just have some housekeeping assignments, some of the busy work to finish up for the other classes. I have one final. I'm cruising, and I've never been happier, but I'm going to do what I've always done and hijack the first segment for a couple minutes.
Take it. Take it.
Take it. Send
it.
I don't know if in there's a rumor out there, and it affects everyone in this room. Me, Lacey, DJ, Christian, you know, exclusively because of the relationships we have in this room. Peter King published an article yesterday in Monday Morning Quarterback, and it was why the Seattle Seahawks should, will, and could sign Colin Kaepernick to be their backup quarterback. I just want to pull the Seahawks fans in the building to hear what you guys think about your, you know, declared arch rival and Richard Sherman possibly being on the same team in the same uniform as Colin Kaepernick.
Drew, this is,
I thought this was hilarious.
Drew, this is good. I wanted to go to this at some point today, so let's start with
Let's pick it off.
Lacey, tell me what you think.
Hilarious.
Let's hear it.
There are two quarterbacks that in the league that I cannot stand. That is Colin Kaepernick and Cam Newton.
Get it! Let's go!
These guys have big egos that need to be shut down, and Colin Kaepernick is something else. I mean, holy cow, he's not on the field, but he still finds a way to get the spotlight on himself in kneeling during the national anthem and making a huge scene out of that. The relationship between Colin Kaepernick and the Seahawks program, and like you said, Richard Sherman, that's not a good mix.
Yeah.
That's not going to go so well. So, but it could be pretty comical if it ended up happening.
It would be the sideshow of the offseason for sure if that deal gets done.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen.
Oh, why not?
Colin Kaepernick, like Lacey said, has too big of an ego, and he's not going to want to be a backup to somebody. I think, I mean, relationship-wise, it would work out, but just ego-wise, he's not going to do it. I'd rather have RG3, and I think RG3 is willing to accept a role as a backup somewhere, and especially for the Seahawks, where you have a good chance of winning a Super Bowl.
I don't know if you guys have heard the articles. Did you guys see the reasons he gave?
No, I didn't.
It actually made, like, half sense.
Yeah, because it does.
Yeah,
it definitely does.
Oh, hold on. Christian,
can you tell us?
Christian, hold on. Well, what do you mean the move makes sense? Talk to me here. What do you think?
What do I think? Well, I think if it is affordable that the Seahawks could bring Colin Kaepernick in to be a backup for about $1.5 million, okay, Russell Wilson and Colin Kaepernick play a similar style,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It would be a situation where if Russell Wilson were to go down and he showed signs of body breakdown, I guess you could say,
yeah,
last season, if Russell Wilson were to go down, it would be so simple just to plug and chug with Colin Kaepernick. Nothing would change that much.
Math terms.
It would. Nothing would change that much, right? So if it is cheap, if it is affordable, I think that, like DJ said, Seahawks are still in the championship window. They're in the back half of that championship window for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if I were to come in and be a backup, make $1 million and be on a team that has a chance to win a Super Bowl, I think that even if I were an egotistical player, I would know my role, shut my mouth, and participate in a way that would fit with what the team needed. Yeah, but that's me.
Yeah, here are the reasons that Peter King lists. He says the Seahawks backup quarterbacks are atrocious. Trevon Boykin arrested twice this offseason. Jay Keeps, Skylar Howard, and Michael Birdsong. All those guys don't have a game of experience between the four of them.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Kaepernick has 75 games under his belt and an incompletion away from a Super Bowl win. The questionable offensive line only adds to the need for a quality backup. Pete Carroll leads the sports universe in free spirits and distractions on the roster. John Snyder is open-minded enough to bring in the best players and figure if they fit. Paul Allen seems more open-minded than some of the most conservative NFL owners. Offense coordinator Daryl Bevel has done great work with an unconventional quarterback in Russell Wilson. It's a low-risk proposition if they end up cutting him. And Seattle's a city that won't rebel against the decision. I feel like Seattle is one of the few cities that he'd have to go to.
That's the other thing that makes a ton of sense. If they do bring Colin Kaepernick in and it doesn't work for whatever reason, they can cut him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like a baseball team where you have to designate this person for assignment and other teams can pick up. They can just cut him. They don't owe him any money from that. Just get rid of him outright. I mean, it makes all the sense in the world if people do it for cheap enough.
Yeah. I think the Seattle portion of it is what makes sense, too, just because you couldn't sign him in Dallas. What he does won't fly.
Yeah.
You can't sign him in the conservative markets. You have to sign him somewhere in a liberal market. That's why he only works in San Francisco or Seattle.
Yeah. Yep. And again, it's easy for us to say, like, oh, yeah, like you take the money, you're on a winning team. But again, we're not in those guys' shoes. We're not used to making millions of dollars. So.
Not yet.
Yeah. At least not yet.
No, I'm just kidding.
So, I don't know. We'll see.
I'm so interested to see what happens with that. That came out of, like, left field for me, and I had no idea. I was like, wow, as a Niner fan, this would be crazy. I need to come in and ask the three Seahawks fans I sit with every day about this.
Yeah. No, I think it makes sense. I'd do it.
Mm-hmm.
Lacey wouldn't. She's still got a stank face going
Lacey
on
wants
right
nothing
now.
To do with angry. Lacey wants it. Nothing to do with him.
I'd be for it.
The only reason I'd be for it is I think it could be entertaining.
There it is. I like that answer.
We have enough.
The Seahawks could win. That
listen,
works for me.
Sports has enough entertainment right now with LeVar Ball. We don't need another sideshow.
Yeah.
Okay.
No way. More sideshows.
We don't need another sideshow.
Love LeVar Ball. Since we're doing it, let's get the sports topics out of the way before we celebrate our two hosts who are on their way out. Let's move over to the Mariners.
Okay. I got to start with something if we're moving to the Mariners.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Oh.
I have a little gift for Christian, and I know our listeners can't hear it, but he'll have to tell you what it is.
What is this?
There's a box. It looks like it's an Ultra Pro box.
This is adorable.
Sunscreen ball holder. This is interesting. There's a baseball.
It is a baseball.
It's a
signed.
Signed. I can read number 18.
Do you know who that is?
I'm going to assume it's Hisashi Iwakuma.
Hisashi Iwakuma.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Lacey.
Thank you, Mr. Producer.
Not a problem. So now that we have a baseball in the studio, we can talk about baseball. Mariners still injured. That's not changing. But what might be changing
is who comes in the ninth inning to close out games. Edwin Diaz has been not good in his last couple of starts.
Less than stellar.
Last couple of appearances. He came on in the eighth inning for a five-out save and gave up a home run to Cole Calhoun. Last week, he gave up a walk-off bomb in Toronto. Last night, he about walked in four runs to give the Athletics
four straight walks.
Yeah, he had about four straight walks. A couple runs came in. Then Mariners brought in Tony Zick and closed out the game. So my question to everyone in this room, what do the Mariners do with Edwin Diaz?
You keep him in the closer spot. I think for the morale of the team, not having all of those pitchers does play a role in the pitchers getting in their grooves. They feel like they're going to get strong support from that pitching staff, and I don't feel like they're getting that right now, and I think Diaz is trying to do too much. But I don't know. I still think I'm not ready to pull the plug on him yet. He was great last year, and I could still see him kind of trying to get in that groove. I don't know. Keep him in there.
Did this have anything to do with your tweet last night, Christian?
My tweet that red closers are fickle?
That closers, hashtag closers are fickle.
They are.
Closers.
It's hard to find a good solid one.
It's a guess year to year. But yeah, tell me what you think, Drew. What's the move? Is there a move?
There's not really a move. I guess I have bad experience with the precedent. Just like moving Tim Lincecum to the bullpen. I have bad experience with the precedent. He was a Cy Young Award pitcher 1 year, a middle reliever the next year, and not worth the paper his contract was printed on the year after that. Mm-hmm. I just feel like for closers, middle reliever guys, like you're going to get 1 to 2 years of really, really good out of them, and that's it. And if you spend those 1 to 2 to 3 years in the starting lineup and then you go to the bullpen, life only gets harder for you to make that transition. Mm-hmm. So I get a little scared when you come in and you're not a closer and you make that transition. It's hard to do.
Let me ask you, Christian, if we were to get rid of Diaz, by the way, Shishak came in last night and pitched one batter. Looked good. Who do you see as his replacement if we were to demote him? Do you see like us going out and signing somebody, trading?
No, they're not going to make moves. They're not going to sign anyone.
Yeah.
The move that makes sense to me is once Steve Cishek is healthy, back to 100%, Steve Cishek slides into that closer's role. Mm-hmm. He should have never lost it last year.
Yeah.
I get that he had four or five blown saves, but he pitched to a 2.65 ERA.
Yeah.
That's a really, really, really strong year as a reliever.
And right now I think Diaz is at right around four or just under five.
Yeah. See, in the season you're going to lose 70 or 80 games if you're going to make the playoffs. If one person is responsible, quote-unquote responsible, there are things that happen in the inning before runs get scored that can go wrong.
Yeah.
But if that person is going to be responsible for four or five of them, so is every other player on the roster. Mm-hmm. Robinson Cano is not going to come up big four or five times a year.
Yeah.
Same with Nelson Cruz, same with Kyle Seager, same with all those guys. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand why people are so quick to destroy closers for blowing saves. Is it because they should be locked down outs? No out. No out is a lockdown out. Exactly.
Yeah.
People forget that Fernando Rodney, statistically, is the greatest Mariner closer of all time. You know how quickly he got dumped on as soon as he went bad?
Pretty fast.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, just look around the league, like how many guys have you seen that were just like great closers who've been great closers for more than a year or two, Christian? I mean, take
Kenley
a look.
Jansen.
Yeah, there's not many.
There's not many.
A handful.
Yeah.
There's not many. Like there's closers who win the Cy Young Award 1 year and come back the next year and can't get an out.
Yeah.
Year to year.
Yeah. And I mean, maybe it can be something where Diaz closes a couple times and then he starts to struggle and Shishak comes in and closes a couple times. Maybe it's like something they do like alternating, or I don't know. It'll be interesting to see going forward.
Also a thought around baseball that closers. Who's to say that the last three outs are the most important?
Yeah, we see that in Cleveland with, what's his name?
Andrew Miller,
yeah.
Coming in whenever.
Yep, Terry Francona just uses him. He calls him like the tough situational pitcher or something like that.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, there's no three outs are more important than any other three outs, so.
Yeah.
Closers, I don't know. Closers are what they are.
Closers are fickle.
There it is.
Fickle. Good vocab.
All right.
So that's
fun.
Word.
Colin Kaepernick, a Seahawk, maybe. Edwin Diaz not the closer anymore? Maybe. bunch of unanswered questions. That's how we're going to leave you in our final show of the year. We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we are going to listen to a Lacey's Lutes episode to kind of celebrate the work that Lacey has done here on the radio show. Don't go anywhere. This is Mass Radio Sports Talk presented by 3.5 Athletes on Lute Air Student Radio.
I heard about a shooting involving a 3-year-old girl over the summer. My daughter Riley is that age.
There was a point when I felt that I was going to die.
My parents used to always say a bullet didn't have a name on it.
Someone put a bullet in the back of my 14-year-old son's head.
The gun should never be an option.
We're Americans. We don't have to live like this.
We can all make a difference.
In the United States, 88 people die of gun violence every day.
We can end gun violence.
Welcome back to Mass Radio Sports Talk, presented by 3.5 Athletes on Lute Air Student Radio. My name is Christian Bond. I am PLU's half athlete. Don't play sports anymore, but write about them, cover them, do all I can with them. Joining me in studio, member of the PLU football team, and DJ Winter.
Thank you.
Also joining me for the final time is a member of the PLU men's basketball program, and Drew Artisoni. And joining me in studio, member of the former member of the PLU women's basketball team. For the final time, it's Lacey Nicholson. If you want to hear short clips from the show, check us out at YouTube, Half Athlete Radio on YouTube. You can also check out the Half Athlete Tries videos. They'll be located
there.
They
are very funny.
They are hilarious.
They are there for your enjoyment. If you want to call into the show, say goodbye to Lacey and Drew. Do it, 253-535-7332. Again, it's 253-535-7332. 32.
I like this show format a lot better than Kellen's because it's not like Lacey and I are dying. I think we treated Kellen's like we were talking Kellen's eulogy.
Yeah.
The whole hour was Kellen's eulogy.
Yeah. I mean, we learned from it.
So are we kicking off the best of Lacey Nicholson? Is that what we're going to do first?
We're definitely going to play one of her
ladies first
favorite interviews that she did. That was kind of...
Which one was her favorite interview? Lace, which one was your favorite interview again?
Either Brad Hodgkinson or I think Parker Smith was one of them.
See,
I don't know why. I just like those guys. They're easy to talk to.
Okay, see, what my favorite was there was a brief moment in this show where me, Kellen, and Christian came to this idea where we were going to make Lacey the bad guy. Lacey, the contrarian one in the room, always has the one to always needed the hot take. We were going to make Lacey the jerk, basically, is what we decided one day. It's Christian's brilliant producer move, bringing the woman's perspective, an athlete, but bringing someone who's got, you know, a little bit of fire, a little bit of attitude, and let her do it. And the problem was that Lacey's way too nice.
Yeah.
So that wasn't going to work out. And so then being the contrarian hot take pundit fell on me. So that's the role I had to take. But Lacey did a brilliant segment called Lacey's Losers. I think it was like for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And it was some of the best radio I've ever heard because we got to hear Lacey like roast someone for 2 weeks. You did Jordan Spieth in the Masters where he had that huge collapse.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that may be one of my favorite segments of radio we've ever done here because you were just roasting him for like 6 or 7 minutes. Got Christian and I so excited. We're like, maybe this is going to work. And then after you're like, guys, I feel bad.
I couldn't do it. I wanted to roast him, but at the same time, I was like, okay, but he's so young. He's playing in the Masters. Like, that's an accomplishment in itself.
See, this is why it didn't work. So, ladies and gentlemen, she's too nice.
So then we move on to Lacey's Lutes, which is a much friendlier segment.
I had to step in and do it one time, and it is very hard. Lacey bounced around campus and interviewed different athletes, talked about them, you know, talked about what they do away from their sport, and it's a little bit harder than people realize. It's not, like you said, your favorite were of people who are easy to talk to, and it's not just, you know, sitting down and talking to someone. It's knowing their story, knowing what to ask them, knowing how to set things up, and it's definitely a talent. So, Lacey, which one would you like to hear?
I kind of want to hear Brad just because he is male
athlete of the year.
He's an incredible athlete, and some of the things he was saying, my jaw was dropped.
So, without further ado, here is Lacey's Lutes with POU track and field and cross country superstar Brad Hodkinson. All right, here we go with Lacey's Lutes.
I am here with Brad Hodkinson. Brad, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Give us your grade, what sport you participate here in PLU, and your major.
Yeah, so I'm Brad, and I'm a sophomore here at PLU, and I'm a 3-2 engineering major, and I'm on the cross-country team.
So, Brad, you were able to go to the national tournament this year for cross-country, which is awesome. What place did you finish in nationals?
I finished 187th last year, and then this year I was able to finish 35th.
Awesome. So how many people go to the final tournament?
About 280.
Okay. And when you travel, were there any other PLU runners that traveled with you for nationals, or were you the only one?
So last year I was able to get a warm-up partner, so I had my roommate Kyle Rapaz come with me, but this year it was just me and my coach.
So what does a warm-up partner do?
He just, like, runs with me at, like, before the race to help me, like, warm up and get ready for my race, and then also just to hang out with, because we're usually down there for, like, 3 days, so we'll go down there on, like, Thursday, and so we're down there for quite a while.
And I think I read that Nationals was at Minnesota last year. Where was it this year?
So it was in Wisconsin last year.
Oh, okay.
So close. And then it was in Kentucky this year. Okay. And then both years we actually got to go to Minnesota as like a layover for traveling on the airplanes.
Awesome. So how far do you typically run in a cross-country meet?
So usually the normal distance is 8,000 meters, which is about 5 miles. It's a typical cross-country race.
And what was your best time this year?
24:49, I think. I'm not too sure.
Do you remember your time at Nationals?
24:55 or something like that.
Okay.
Which is like just under 5 minute mile pace.
So I guess the route of the race can kind of affect your time and your mentality, whether there's hills or anything like that. What was that like at Nationals?
The terrain can definitely affect the race. And so at Nationals, it was really like flat and there wasn't very many hills. So it was pretty fast. And it was actually pretty cold on the day of the race and windy, so that can affect the race.
And we're all kind of dying to know what you think about during your race.
I don't know. Your mind just kind of like wanders. So a lot of times you're like thinking about the race and just like, what do I do next? Like, am I in good position? And so definitely at the national meet, that's all I was thinking about. I kept counting the people in front of me to see what place I was in, to see if I was in that top 35 or I was starting to fall out of that top 35. And so that was what like I usually think about.
So kind of going off of that, what do you think is the most crucial part of a race?
Staying mentally like tough and just being like prepared for anything. So if you fall, being ready to get back up right away and just staying strong mentally.
Mm-hmm. And is like the beginning, like is it really important to get off to a great start, or is the finish kind of where you save that last bit of energy and push through?
So you definitely want to be like pretty conservative in like the first half, and like you want to make sure you get out good. So you have 280 people all running at each other all at once to like, and it narrows down quite a bit. So you definitely want to get out in like good placing. So you usually have to run pretty fast for like first 400 meters. But then after that, it's just being relaxed and like really like mentally being relaxed and just staying calm and just maintaining good place. And then you just wait. And then, like, towards the last half of the race, it's time to, like, pick it up and start passing people. And then that last 400 meters or last 800 meters is everything you got.
And what is the strangest thing that's ever happened to you while running in a race, if you can think of something?
So I ran in high school at Bellevue Invite. and it was just really rainy and windy that day, and a canopy tarp where, like, teams, like, normally put their bags underneath actually, like, got picked up by the wind and flew and hit someone in the race.
Was it someone in front of you? Were you able to pass them?
It was not someone in front of me, but it was still crazy to watch.
Oh, yeah, I bet. And do you ever think about the fact that you're probably one of the fastest runners? Well, you are obviously in the top 35, one of the fastest runners in the country. Is that something that motivates you? Do you think about that often?
Not really. Like, I definitely, like, set goals, and so I think about that. And so, like, a goal of mine was to be top 35, so I definitely thought about that a lot during, like, summer running and, like, the workouts this year for cross country.
And you're only a sophomore here at PLU, so is there anything that you'll work on this summer specifically to just get better for next year?
Yeah, I mean, I'll just keep running more, and my goal for next year is to place top 15.
Okay, well, thank you for your time, Brad, and good luck in your upcoming season as a junior.
And we're back.
That was a fantastic interview, Lacey.
The quote of that one for, well, what does a typical light day look like for you? Oh, about 10 miles. Just a, what? Yeah,
it's nuts.
What?
It is nuts. All right, we're going to take another short break. When we come back, we'll talk about probably our favorite memories from doing this radio show with one another. If you like soft and mushy feeling type stuff, stay tuned.
Where's Kellen when you need him?
Phone's going to be ringing from Germany here in about 2 minutes.
What time is all right, there?
This is Mass Radio Sports Talk presented by 3.5 Athletes on Loot Air Student Radio.
My hair is kind of different.
Not everyone likes the way I dress. And I don't look like other people.
Me neither. Everyone is different, but no one deserves to be bullied. So be kind, stay positive, and support each other.
Every single day.
Welcome back to Mass Radio Sports Talk, presented by 3.5 Athletes on Loot Air Student Radio. My name is Christian Bond. I am PLU's half athlete, joined by a member of the PLU football team in DJ Winter. And for a final time, joined by Lacey Nicholson and Drew Artisoni. If you want to call into the show and say your goodbyes to Lacey and Drew, you can do it at 253-535-7332. Once again, it's 253-535-7332. If you want to go back and listen to the podcast from every show we have ever done, if you want to go back and listen to Lacey's first ever Lacey's Losers or her last Lacey's Loots, you can do it. mastmedia.pou.edu. Once again, it's mastmedia.pou.edu. If short clips of the show are more your thing, you can do it at YouTube. Type in Half Athlete Radio on YouTube. Check out everything there. You can also check out the Half Athlete Tries video series that is going on right now that I'm working on with Eric Swartout. They are not bad.
They're very good.
I think I'm onto something there.
This week, you're featuring track and field events. So
I am.
I'm really excited to see that.
I am. We talked about it a little bit last week. I ran at the same time. Not going to call it a race. I ran at the same time as Garrett Hittner. We did a little 50-yard dash. It was incredible how much quicker he had taken 3 steps than I had. Like, from the start, he was just gone, and I was like, wow, that's pretty impressive. And then I did the hammer throw.
Oh, boy.
And that goes about how it sounds. So
he got hammered.
Yeah, you can be sure to check that out when it drops, I believe, the end of this week, right, Lacey?
That's right.
Thursday,
finishing
Friday.
It up today, so.
Okay, cool. So it'll be out there in the world on Thursday,
Friday,
this week, end of it. Check it out. Okay.
Boom.
There, we're done with our promos.
There we go.
All right. So, Lacey, Drew, it's your last go-round, last 30 minutes on air on Loot Air Student Radio. Tell me about it. Whole experience. What's it been like?
I don't know. I think my favorite part's at least my favorite segment was getting to call in with the team after upsetting Whitman from Applebee's in Spokanistan. I mean Spokane. It was that was one of the most fun things I've ever done on this show. Just being able, first off, not being here for the best reason in the world because we're in the Northwest Conference Tournament, but then still getting to be a part of the show, giving Christian a little good radio, which he was very appreciative for. Got to interview a couple guys on the team. I think that was favorite segment I've ever done. In terms of favorite preps I've ever done was back in the day with before Lacey, before preps, before scripts, before anything, we used to do something called Tough Deals. And Christian would come in with something every week that would get Kellen and I at each other's throats for 15 minutes. And Christian would just put his feet up on the table and just kind of watch us go at it for 15 minutes and laugh and just be the devil's advocate always, trying to spur on the conversation, be the instigator. And that was a lot of fun. We covered everything, I think, from video replay to blaming umpires and referees, to Scott being up in the box. Should we pay or not pay student athletes? We covered a lot of fun topics in the show, and I've had a lot of fun doing it. Getting to add DJ was a lot of fun. Lacey coming in being the female opinion was great. We needed it most definitely. Mm-hmm. We needed something else in here besides Kellen and I talking all the time. And she was perfect, and that was a great casting by Christian. I can honestly say that now I can get out of character for Christian's sake, I'm not as big of a jerk as I appear on air. Christian asked me to do something that I was very reluctant to do at first. There was a few strongly worded arguments that happened about it. I did not want to be the pundit. I did not want to be the jerk. I didn't want to argue for something I didn't believe in. But Christian's like, it's bad radio for you to sit in there and agree with Kellen and Lacey, so you get to be the jerk and like it. And so that's kind of the job I took on. And you know, I promise I'm actually a nice guy. I just, you know, have to have strong opinions. I have to have strong opinions sometimes.
You still have strong opinions. You're just nicer.
I don't believe in everything Christian's asked me to argue. Fair. And I've argued it with a smile.
Oh. Yeah.
Pulling the curtain back a little bit there. Lacey, what?
Well, okay. Real quick, I want to know your story about how you started and became a member of this show.
Yeah, me too, because you're not a comm major.
Okay, yeah, so I'm the only non-com major here out of Kellen, DJ, Lace, Christian. So I was in the weight room one day, and Kellen and I had just been acquaintances to this point. We weren't really good friends yet. We just knew each other. There was like a mutual respect thing. That was it. Walk by, say hey. He came up to me in the weight room one day, and he goes, I'm Kellen. I don't know if you know me or what, but Christian Bond and I are starting a sports radio show, and I honestly think that you would be great to come in and talk opinions and talk sports and stuff like that. He goes, I'll ask Christian about it, but we'd really like to have you come on. And it was kind of like as a guest host thing at first. It wasn't going to be a for sure deal. Christian wanted to hear me talk because he's producing and that's what Christian does. So he wanted to hear me go first, and you know, we sat in here and we tried it out once, and it ended up working really well. And we did only an hour show to begin with, and then the show grew to 2 hours after that because of how much content we had and how much Kellen and I talked. And it was just Kellen asking me if I wanted to be a part of it, and I was like, it's like, I'll get up and talk sports once a week. Absolutely. Yep. I'll get up and argue. And I had a lot of fun. I've had a lot of fun doing it. I'm not a comm major, but I broadcast all the games for PLU, and I do radio shows.
It goes a little bit even before that. Like, I was set up to do, I can't remember what semester I started this, but I was set up to do it, and I had nobody who was going to help initially. I was scared out of my mind. I was like, how am I going to do this by myself? Someone pitched it to Kellen. Kellen pitched it to Drew, and that's how the show originally started. So, yeah.
And that's how 2.5 athletes grew, and then we needed Lacey bad. We needed somebody to take their own segment, do their own thing, someone different, completely different from Kellen and I, and that's where we pulled Lacey into the fold. And Lacey came in. We asked Lacey to do something very, very hard her first show, and that was to come on air immediately and be a jerk. And that's when we realized that we had to recast. We love recasting, and yeah. I had to become the jerk, and Lacey got to be nice.
So Lacey, tell us about your experience as a on-air personality or co-host of Mass Radio Sports Talk, presented by 3.5 Athletes on Ludare Student Radio.
Good plug.
Good job. Well, my story starts in the spring of last year when I was just walking through the halls and Joanne comes up to me and she goes, she like puts her arms on me and says, "You have a voice for radio. You need to join the guys." And I was like, "Who? Like, who are these people? I don't."
Who are these guys?
Like, I knew Kellen, I knew Drew, but wasn't friends with them. Had no idea who Christian Bond was. Yeah. I was like, okay,
poor Christian,
some punk.
So I got in contact with, or you guys got in contact with me, and I remember my first show. I was so nervous.
I thought you were gonna like pass out over there, standing over there on the mic.
I remember losing sleep the night before. I had my little script typed out everything I was gonna say. I was like, okay, this is big time.
Big time.
We got like 12 listeners. All of our parents. No. Anyways, so my first show, I was very nervous, but it was definitely easy to become comfortable around you guys. I have a lot of favorite memories. I can't remember if it was DJ or Kellen in here when we were doing Name That Loot, and Drew said Chubbs. Who? What was that?
It was Kellen's second to last show or something like that.
So we're playing
Name That Loot.
And Drew is trying to come up with the name. Drew's trying to come up.
As he always does.
Drew's trying to come up with the name of this athlete that Christian had rattled the stats off for, and he couldn't think of his last name. So I don't even remember what his first name was, but for example, he was like, Andrew Chubbs. And we just all start dying laughing. We're like, who's Chubbs? Like, that's not someone's last name.
See, I don't even know, like, where that came from. I probably heard it on TV or something that night, and it was, like, in my head, like, in my subconscious, and it just kind of came out. But was hilarious. I have never seen you laugh that hard. You were dying. You were
lost her for about 5 minutes, and she had to recover.
Yeah,
we
couldn't stop laughing at that.
She had to recompose.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, there's been a lot of good times. I really liked when I think it's Dan Smith. Is that Parker's dad's name?
BYU.
Parker's dad.
Love when Parker's dad called in. That was awesome.
That was cool.
I think that was Kellen's last show. No? Anyways, Dan Smith called in and he was just fun to talk to. He's been one of our stronger supporters throughout this whole journey.
That's awesome.
But yeah, other than that, I just love coming in here. Sometimes you guys are a pain in the butt, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. Love talking to you.
Excellent.
But
so let's.
We're your pain in the butt, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Last question, then we'll go to a quick break. What was the toughest parts of putting together the radio show each week?
Oh, gosh.
The toughest part of the radio show each week was it being on air? Was it talking? Was it getting ready for it? What caused you the most grief?
I don't think talking was ever difficult for me. I mean, finding the right things to say with you guys, because you guys just like to talk about all kinds of stuff. But for me, it's putting the script together the night before, the week before, especially if you haven't been able to keep up on sporting events that happened in the past week.
Right.
And having to go, like a couple times I missed a couple Seahawks games, and we're doing recap on the latest Seahawks game, and you got to go find the stats, what happened, what was the most exciting part of the game, that kind of stuff. And that's not easy, I'll say that. It takes a bit of time to do your research and know your stuff.
Yeah, it definitely does. There's a lot of stuff that goes into this throughout the week before we even get in here for an hour on Tuesday morning. So
yeah, I guess for me, Christian, I never ever have a problem talking. I can talk about anything forever.
That is for sure.
I don't know. I just think it's hard to get excited about teams that you're not passionate about. Like, all you guys grew up here, was born here, was born into the Seahawks, Mariners, Sonics culture.
Huskies.
And then furthermore, when my biggest passion, basketball, we don't have that up here, and so we don't cover a lot of basketball. I think those are the two hardest parts for me. And I think that's why I tried to push Christian to go national so often, just so we could talk a little basketball, just so we could talk a little something different. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not a diehard Seahawks fan. I'm not a diehard Mariners fan. I'm a diehard Giants fan. I'm a diehard Niner fan. I'm a diehard Sacramento Kings fan, diehard Warriors fan. I root for my teams in the Bay Area in California, where I'm from. And so I think that was the hardest part for me, was having to come in here and get passionate about a team I've literally hated in the Seahawks. And had to come in here and get passionate about a Mariners team who I've just felt like they are completely irrelevant to Major League Baseball. And then have to come in here and get excited about a Seattle basketball conspiracy that tried to take my Kings from me. It's very hard to do those things as someone from California. And I think that was the toughest part for me.
Yeah, it's part of, well, I hope that proved as an experience. Then if you are to, I don't know, what are you, okay, not to sound this way, but what are you going to do with your history degree from Pacific Lutheran University?
Okay, so everyone asked that question.
I don't want to sound like that.
Everybody's asked, what are you going to do with a history degree? No, I get that all the time, and that's completely fine. And I'm completely okay with that, because I answer the question every single time with this. 80%, there's a statistic out there by Forbes, 80% of Fortune 500 company CEOs are history majors, not business majors.
There you go.
And I've already accepted a job out of school. It has nothing to do with history. It has nothing to do with teaching. It is a sales job on a pre-management track. There's a career ahead of me, and I'm excited. I'm also getting to coach on the side and play basketball, and get to coach and play basketball still, which is very nice. But with a history degree, to be honest, and this is going to sound pretty poor, but it was one of those things that I was super passionate about, and that was going to be what was going to get me to go to class every single day along with basketball. Right. I just don't think I would have been able to get up and go to class to be a business major, and that's nothing against business majors.
So much truth to that.
I don't think I would be able to get up and be motivated to go to class to be a communications major. I feel like I'm a pretty effective communicator already. Yeah. I just feel like when it comes to history, that's something that you can learn. You can always learn from what happened before.
Yeah. Right. No, that's fair. That's very cool.
Where are you working?
I'm working in AutoNation.
Yeah, but what state?
California.
Why?
We're breaking up, guys.
No,
we're all going. So here's my. Can I ask you a question here, Christian? Before we break out here, are you going to rebrand the show after Lacey and I?
It's never going to be rebranded. I've pretty much set up this brand as this half athlete thing. It's kind of going to be what I go by until someone proves otherwise. I think I'm making a fairly decent name for myself with that. It's good. If it changes, it's going to go from half athlete to local celebrity. You said you didn't know who Christian Baum was before.
So now you do. That's hilarious. But seriously, so I mean, I'm assuming you and DJ are both going to come back and do this next year.
Yeah.
Do you, who's going to fill the Lacey Nicholson and Gerard Asoni slots?
It's a good question. Right now, I am accepting applications. bondco@pou.edu.
I would love to hear this.
Like to have a couple of tryouts, maybe see who can fill in. I have sent out an offer to a person I know from back in the day. He goes to POU here. He's on the journalism track. Offered him a spot. He's another half athlete like myself. So we'll see if he takes it. If he doesn't, then we're going to have to find a new person. But you never know.
So, yeah, that's my question. You're going to go get two athletes? You're going to go get another half athlete? Try to work the majority in the room?
You never know. You never know. I might keep it at three people. I might loop to four. You know.
Five?
You never know. Definitely not five. No more than four.
Dude, that's a lot of mics, man.
No more than four. All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll put a bow on the careers of Lacey Nicholson and Drew Artisone. Don't go anywhere. This is Mass Radio Sports Talk, presented by 3.5 Athletes on Loot Air Student Radio.
Welcome to my block party. Glad you can make it.
The only triple doubles you get come with fries.
Last time you blocked someone, you were online.
I can do this all day. Your moves are just gay.
Using gay to mean dumb or stupid, not cool.
Not cool.
Not in my house, not anywhere.
It's not creative.
It's offensive to gay people.
And you're better than that.
Welcome back to Mast Radio Sports Talk, presented by 3.5 Athletes on Loot Air Student Radio. My name is Christian Bond, I'm PLU's half athlete, joined by DJ Winter, a member of the PLU football team, and for the final time, joined by Lacey Nicholson and Drew Artisone. If you want to call into the show, do it, 253-535-7332. Again, it's 253-535-7332. Check out clips from the show. Half Athlete Radio on YouTube. You can see every single Lacey's Loot there. You can see a bunch of other clips. You can see the Half Athlete Tries videos as well. They're a hit. Check them out.
you want to listen to the entire podcast from today's show and every single show we have ever done, do it. mastmedia.pou.edu. That's mastmedia.pou.edu. Yeah. All right, last segment. What do you want to wrap this thing up?
I'm feeling pretty somber.
Somber? Are you real life sad or just fake sad?
I'm not Kellen sad. Kellen was like crying on his last segment. Was,
really? Yeah. Kellen, yeah. He gave it. He gave it his all and he let it show in the last day.
Kellen's an emotional guy though.
Yeah, he is.
I'm emotional, but I probably won't get emotional until next Tuesday at this time when I realize we're not in here.
Yeah, we'll get a text in the radio show peeps group text and be like, guys, I'm sad.
Yeah. Can we just go do it one more time?
No.
No. No, it'll be fine. It'll be finals week. We got stuff to do.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you guys got stuff to do. I don't. DJ has more than anybody, I feel like. Mm. DJ has stuff.
Honestly, I got a lot done last week.
You did?
Yeah.
Proud of you.
Wrote my final paper for a couple classes, final abstracts, things like that.
Yeah.
Because I had some important plans this next week and a half.
Christian's like, so what's on the horizon for you, buddy? I mean, me and Lacey are covered. I mean, you and DJ are going to be here next year, but what's the rest of the year look like?
I am leaving the News Tribune. I made that decision last week.
Good for
final
you,
day is going to be the end of May. I feel like I am at a point in my life where I have done it. I have covered high school football state championships. I've covered high school baseball state basketball state championships.
Michael Porter.
I've got to experience that. It's something I will forever be grateful for. It's also something that helped me realize that, you know, maybe newspaper is not the route I want to go. And with where everything is at this point, it kind of became more and more apparent as time went on that, yeah, this isn't for me. On the horizon, in June, I will be attending the Hubbard Radio Institute at Central Washington University. It's a 10-day program where you go through a bunch of workshops, you meet a bunch of people, and then after that, you make a bunch of connections, and what sold me on it was that every senior who has gone through the program then graduates, gets a job in radio in Seattle or Portland. So that was extremely important to me and my soon-to-be wife. She wants to stay in the area.
I was trying to lead you into that.
Yeah.
So something big's happening in your life this summer there, Mr. Producer.
July 15th.
Yeah, July 15th.
It's going to be a radio reunion.
Can't tell you where it's going to be at or else you all will show up, so I don't want to avoid that. But it's going to be a shindig.
It's going to be a shindig, bro. You're getting married.
Yeah.
That's more than a shindig.
Here's the deal. I have been so busy between two works, radio show and school, that part of me feels bad because I have not got to enjoy the process, I guess, of booking and putting everything together. Which is bad on me. That's my fault. But show will go on. July 15th today, and we're gonna get it. And I think once everything does slow down, I will start to realize, you know, how big of a deal it is, and get ready to do that. So yeah,
trust the process.
Yeah,
enjoy the process.
And get to enjoy it, which is bad on me. But
after this week, you'll get to enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then after July, back to reality, back to school for one more year and then call it a day. Meeting up in June with Gregor Waltz over at Puget Sound to learn a couple of SID things. And then in August, I'll be going out to the University of Washington to do some SID things with them. Get to see what sports information directing looks like at a D1 school during their football practices. So that will be quite the experience.
That'll be cool.
Go Dogs.
Yeah. DJ, do you got any plans?
My plans for the summer are work a lot, make some money, and not be so broke. and then hopefully it'll pay off next season with a successful senior year, which I'm hoping it will. But other than that, no. Just chill, pretty much.
All right, we got to wrap this thing up here real quick. I want to thank you, Drew, for your hard work. You mentioned it last segment that it's tough for someone who's not from here to get excited about sports and to come in and talk about them when, you know, you may not be too interested in what specific teams we're talking about or doing. I'll be appreciative of the energy you brought. It was frustrating at times. We've definitely knocked heads quite often about how we wanted to go about doing these shows, but you came through when I asked you to, and it's something I'll forever be grateful for.
it's something I've put my name on, and that's why I'm so passionate and intense about what goes on here. And I appreciate you tolerating my demands and coming through and being a great partner, being a great host on this show. And
Christian's getting choked up.
Yeah, you're. Christian's not true. Christian's not getting choked up talking about me.
No.
I'll let him. I'll let him thank Lacey before we both.
I'll let both y'all wrap this thing up. But Lacey, I want to appreciate the hard work you put into this show. Far and away, the hardest worker at getting ready to come in and do this show on a weekly basis. You obviously cared, even if this isn't something you want to go into in your career. You cared enough to put the time in to make sure that we were putting a great product out to people to listen to. This stuff doesn't die. At some point in your life, you can go back and listen to it whenever you want. Mm-hmm. That's something that I'm proud of. It's something that I hope that the two of you are proud of. You can show this to your friends that you make in the future, your kids at some point someday, if that's your plan. So I am thankful for how hard you worked. I am thankful for the example that you set for other people on this show with what you did, and I'm just very appreciative for everything that you've done for me and for this. Thank you very much.
Wow, this is sad.
Now she got sad.
Now I'm sad.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it is. It's another step. It's you're done.
Yeah,
done with school, both of you. Congratulations. Yeah. I want to be there so bad.
Not done yet.
I mean, we've done this. I don't know, Lace. We've done 4 years of being student athletes. 2 on this show.
Yep.
It's been, I don't know, I've had a blast doing it. We've done this through sports, through morning workouts, through everything. We've shown up for Christian and shown up for this group. Christian, thank you for, you know, putting up with me. I know I'm a handful and a half, and I can be extremely opinionated and really like to do things my way, but I had no problem taking orders from you because I could tell you cared and knew the reasons why you wanted to do this and wanted this to be so good. And it, from what we started as, just 3 guys coming in here every single day, just talking about stuff we were passionate about, almost hanging out just to talk sports and give someone, hopefully have someone listening to it, to a real show with a real format, with a real goal in mind and syndication and all that stuff. I think from where we came from, I think this has been huge for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to speak for Lacey here, but I've enjoyed every step of working through mm-hmm. this with you and with her and with Kellen and now with DJ. It's been a lot of fun.
All right, now it's time for my quick 2 cents. I know we're going over time.
This is the first time I think Christian's not been pulling out his hair when we've gone over the clock.
Yeah, I will say the same thing in that there have been some frustrating moments for sure. And all 4 of us, even when Kellen was on the show, definitely got into little tiffs on Monday nights before the show. We need to get on the dock. Someone write something. What are we going to talk about tomorrow? late nights. But it was all worth it. And I think I'll just say that I appreciate every single one of you. And, you guys are like brothers to me, brothers that I never had.
More wanted.
And Christian, I know you've put your heart and soul into this radio show, and I believe that you put your heart and soul into everything that you do, all the media that you are involved in on campus. And that's an awesome quality that's going to help you in the future. Not many people are as passionate about what they do as you are, and I've really appreciated that through this journey. So thanks for everything you've done.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. You guys, Lacey, Drew, go ahead, take us out of here.
All right. you want to do it?
I'm going to say see ya.
You want to do see ya? All right. For Christian Braun, Gerard DeSoni, DJ Winter, and Lacey Nicholson, we're out of here.
See ya.